In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. Taking the bread, he looked up to heaven. He blessed and broke and gave to his disciples, and his disciples to the people in number about 5,000, plus women and children. But now the urgent question to be answered: will that true bread of Christ also be given to the Gentiles? A hunger even among the Gentiles for that bread is vividly portrayed in our gospel. Indeed, the Canaanite woman is an example of those very stones that begin to cry out when the people of God do not. And whereas many of the Jews have rejected the Son of David, especially among the scribes and Pharisees, his mercy and his bread are now given to those who were nothing, to pagans, dogs, and sinners, to you. The hunger of this Canaanite woman for the mercy of the Lord is quite specific and concrete. Her faith is driven by her need, just as you must sometimes hit rock bottom before you seek the Lord. She is desperate for mercy and compassion that her daughter might be healed of her demon possession. There's nothing abstract or generic about her situation. Perhaps you can identify with the real anxiety of this parent over her child. Yet it also represents the many other kinds of hunger that you must face in this life. That hollow feeling in the pit of your stomach, which more often than not has nothing to do with food or drink. Not only the gnawing emptiness that you feel inside, but a hunger for something. Hunger for the mercy of God, the hunger of faith, which is bound and determined to eat from the hand of your good shepherd. Now, St. Mark reveals that the woman heard some news about Jesus. And it was this good news, this word of the gospel, that obtained in her such great faith. It is to this gospel that she clings, this word that brought her to Jesus in the first place, this good news that called him Lord and Son of David. To this gospel she clings desperately for help, in spite of the response that she receives at first. Oh, for a faith and a hunger like that in our hearts. A faith that clings to the gospel and refuses to let go, though Christ himself seems to ignore you and reject your need for help. A faith so hungry for his grace and healing forgiveness that you would argue and debate with the Lord God himself until he should feed you. First, there is only silence. In response to this poor woman's fervent prayer, Jesus does not answer a word. He turns his back on her, he keeps on walking, and he ignores her request, or so it seems. We cannot help being shocked at his behavior, because we know our Lord to be the God of tender mercy and compassion. How many others has he helped in similar situations? So why not here and now? But so are you sometimes confronted with a stony silence in response to your prayers. It would seem at times that even God has turned his back on you. The blood, sweat, and tears of your praying bring no consolation or reprieve. You cannot help but wonder, where is the friend you have in Jesus now? What then shall you do? Like the Canaanite woman, you must go on clinging to the gospel. You must ignore the silence and trust the word that you already have. like a little child who simply will not go away, who hang on to Jesus and pester him. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Before long, the disciples are moved to intercede for the woman. Their request that Jesus should send her away implies that he should first answer her prayer. But then what is worse than his silence? There is rejection. I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So it seems he is not for her. What might have gone through the poor woman's mind? What did she hear between the lines in his answer? This Jesus might be the Savior of others, but apparently not for someone like me. And how often haven't you felt the same? That Jesus maybe has forgiven everyone else, but surely not you. Anyone but you. And yet the woman falls on her face to worship the Lord in contrite humility, shutting out the no she might have heard. She remembers only the yes that she has heard from the gospel. With hungry faith, she pleads, Lord, help me. And then the final blow, the utter humiliation. The bread of Christ is not for dogs, but for the children of his house. Here now is the crushing condemnation of the law, which turns the poor woman into a dog and pushes her away from the table. Just as the law reduces you with all your pride and self-achievement to nothing but dust and ashes, you can almost hear the door slamming in your face. Where then do you turn? What more can you do or say in response to this word of the Lord? Shall a dog raise its whimpering head before Almighty God and go on begging for food from his table? How could you stand firm in the face of such words from the Lord? Rare is the faith that could. The Canaanite woman does stand firm. Even as a dog, so be it, she accepts. She is already in the house and waiting for her scraps. The persistence of this woman recalls the story of Jacob. Israel himself, who wrestled through the night with the angel of Yahweh, refusing to let go until the Lord gave him a blessing. Israel did receive the blessing he desired. And in the end, of course, so did the Canaanite woman. In his tender grace and mercy, the Son of David granted her request. Be it done for you as you believe, he said. And at the word of Jesus, the woman's daughter was healed. As such, the Canaanite woman is found to be one of those lost sheep of the house of Israel, whom Jesus now brings home to himself. Not a child of Abraham according to the flesh, but nevertheless a sheep of the same good shepherd. Earlier in the gospel, Jesus revealed that many Gentiles would come to sit down at the table of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Today, the Canaanite woman has taken her seat at that table of the Jewish patriarchs. Having prayed for crumbs, she is granted the full feast of Christ, the bread of forgiveness and eternal life. In this way, through this woman, Jesus demonstrates for his disciples and for us that he himself is the new temple of a new Israel, the new house of prayer for all the nations, including both Jews and Gentiles alike, including also you. All who believe and trust in Christ as their Lord and Savior are welcomed and fed at his table. For as St. Paul writes, the Lord is merciful to all who call upon him, to all who believe in him through the hearing of his word, who confess with their lips the faith in their hearts. In the mercy and compassion of Christ, the hunger of their faith is fed in the house of the Lord. So you need not be content with scraps that fall from the Master's table. As you pray the Father to feed you with daily bread, you may be sure that he will indeed provide all that you need and more. For you are invited to feast with him as a child at his table, even as he feeds you again this morning with his own Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.